Welcome back to our podcast, Lift Your Moving Marketing, where we explore the ins and outs of digital marketing in the moving industry. I'm your host, Christina Hawkins, and I'm ready to unpack another key topic today, understanding the difference between service pages and landing pages on your website. Let's dive in. When you're navigating digital marketing and you kind of get into more advanced content creation for certain kind of campaigns like paid ads or funnels, or maybe even search engine optimization, more advanced SEO campaigns, it can be really easy to get bogged down in the jargon. There are two terms that are often confused. Those are regular service pages, and then there are landing pages. They sound similar, but they serve very different purposes. So let's start with a service page. Think of a service page as a detailed brochure for each service in that your moving company offers. It's where you tell your potential customers about your moving services, your packing solutions, your storage options, you name it. These pages are part of your website's core, often accessed through the main navigation menu. Service pages need to be informative. They should also answer pretty much all your common questions that your customers, your leads might have. What does the service include? How does it work? Why is it beneficial? What's the difference between, you know, a residential move and an apartment move? Well, residential moves is typically a two-story home. As you enter in, you walk in through the front door, versus an apartment has a whole different set of complex. So you kind of go into the differences and you explain why they should hire you for that specific service. You're essentially promoting yourself in kind of an organized manner, and it's more of like informative. Here's what we do. Here's why we do it. In addition, they are typically search engine optimized. They want to be found. They tend to be lengthy. And, you know, let's be honest here. The first screen when you land on a service page, you come to a service page, is for users. In my last podcast, I talked about home pages and making sure they're converting. And this is kind of the same idea. When you land on a service page, the first part is to convert somebody. They fill out a form, or you subscribe, or you download, or you call, right? Whatever that one or two call to action that you would have on the very top, the very beginning, before you start to scroll. The rest of the screen, again, let's be honest here, is for Google, right? We fill out these service pages like to the nth degree, and knowing most people aren't going to read it. There are some really great FAQs at the bottom. Sometimes those are probably better, put them at the top. So again, we're kind of, if I'm trying to get a user to convert, you want to answer as many of their questions that they might be thinking at the top. But even still, those are a lot of times for Google's purposes. On the flip side, we have landing pages. Now, granted, I talked earlier about how you might land on a service page. What I mean by that is you might, rather than coming in from a homepage, you'll come in from maybe a Google search, because remember I mentioned service pages are oftentimes optimized for Google. We do this so that if you get found on apartment movers near me, home movers near me, that kind of thing. But a landing page is particularly focused as a persuasive one pager. It's designed with one goal in mind: convert. Whether we're trying to get a quote, sign up for a newsletter, download a moving guide, every element on this page nudges the visitor toward that specific action. And this is why I prefer to use landing pages for paid ads. We like to link to them from specific paid marketing campaigns, even email campaigns, maybe a social media campaign, email blasts. They are streamlined and distraction-free without the usual navigation menus at the top, or links maybe on a sidebar we try and get rid of those because I am really just trying to focus the visitor on that specific call to action. All the content is all about getting them to fill out the form or call. To sum up, service pages are like your detailed guide. They showcase what you offer, why you're the best at it. You might incorporate other parts, say when you're doing a service page for an apartment, you might incorporate how your packing is a little bit different, how the storage or the loading and unloading will be different, all the different issues you might have with code to get into the apartment building, all those things that are going to be part of that service page. Again, for purposes of SEO and for kind of guidance. Landing pages are targeted sales pitches, very crafted for a specific campaign. If I have a landing page for a paid ad, this is where I see a lot of Google ads fail. They have a ad group. Let's go back to apartment movers. Apartment moving ad group. Apartment movers near me. Professional apartment movers. Apartment mover, apartment mover, apartment mover. All the key phrases related to that ad group. The ad themselves talk about apartment movers and the complexity and how you guys are the best choice. You might have a special process and you've worked with so many different apartment movers, whatever that is. So I got a key phrase. I got an ad about apartment movers. Now the next thing I got to do is have a landing page specifically targeted to apartment movers. I might have apartment moving landing page and apartment movers landing page. The only thing I want people to do is fill out a form or call, maybe one or the other. I might have two. That's it. That's it. I won't put any subscriptions in there. I won't put any downloads in there. There's no contact page. The only thing I want them to do is to request an estimate on a form or call. The beauty of this too becomes my ad is hyper-focused. And if it's Google, it helps my quality score so that I can reduce maybe the cost per click. I can get more out of the budget because Google is going to be looking at that page that I have designated as a landing page. It might be really fast too. Let's say you've got a website and it's performing poorly because it's slow. It's a bunch of bloated code. If I open it up on mobile, it takes 4 or 5 seconds. Well, that's going to be a very low quality score according to Google. A landing page that is off of the website, there's nothing on it except the branded material, hyper-targeted, focused call to action will be very quick. I might have a video on there that gets embedded, maybe a few photos, but it's not going to have the level of bloat that possibly your website might have. The only way out of that is maybe to click the logo to go back to the main site. There is no navigation in there. There might be a small footer for terms of service and privacy conditions in there, but I'm really trying to keep them on that landing page. Service pages and landing pages have very different roles, and understanding this distinction is key when you're crafting a website that not only attracts visitors, but also turns them into leads and eventually customers. So this was a short one. Thanks for joining me today. Stay tuned for more insights on how to make your moving company's digital presence strong, effective, and engaging. And until next time, I'll see you then. Thanks. Bye.